have something special. You have greatness in you. Hello, this is Les Brown. I want to ask you a question, and one that my mentor asked me when I laid out to him the goals that I wanted to achieve and the game plan to achieving those goals. And in there, I had a list of things I wanted to do for my mother, I wanted to do for my children, I wanted to do for myself. And then he asked me a question that surprised me. He asked me, "What's your strategy for being here?" And I had to pause and think, because I didn't have a strategy for being here. And we worked on that, seeing a doctor, being on top of my health, having various examinations to see that I'm in good shape, and normalizing my blood pressure. I'm keeping my blood sugar level at a normal level. Things that I just did not consider, because all the things I wrote down, he said, you can't do those things if you don't have your health and if you're not here. What's your strategy for being here? As we look in the news, and it says now in many cases that the coronavirus disproportionately impact the number of African Americans who catch it and die. And the question is, why? Because of type 2 diabetes, which is an issue that I'm dealing with right now, cancer, and high blood pressure. We have to begin to be mindful and be deliberate and have a priority of taking better care of our health. Being here, living longer, adding years to our lives and life to our years is not a given. We have to be intentional about that. And so I ask you, what's your strategy for being here, for taking better care of yourself, for strengthening your immune system? What's your strategy for being here? By making better choices on how we eat, our diet, and an exercise program. What's your strategy for being here? Our state of mind, the things that we listen to and how we conduct ourselves and how we interact together. That if you look at our community and look at the activity in that community, one of the things that we know, that every community is a reflection of the state of the mind of the people who inhabit that community. When we look at the heart attack rate, the drug rate in our community, the proliferation of drugs, we look at the incarceration rate, and we look at the crime and the dysfunctional situations that exist in so many areas, and we can point to a lot of reasons as to why this is taking place, but ultimately, we have three fingers pointing at ourselves. Something that I heard once, and I truly believe that people that make it in this life, they look around for the circumstances that they want, and if they can't find them, they create them. This time, more than ever, as we're reflecting on our lives, as we're rethinking who we have been, that we have to take responsibility for where we are, not settle for who we have been, and make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to create a different kind of culture. I'm often told that I look like Barry White. And I was reading an article about him when he was in the hospital, and they talked to him about changing his diet. And he said, no, he said, you got to die from something. And I'm saying, come on, Barry, please. We need you here. We need that voice of yours. And he wouldn't change. And he's gone. And he didn't have to go at that time if he was just willing to change his diet. And he said, no. I hope that we come to the place that we love ourselves so much that we will say yes. Yes to changing our behavior. Yes to moving our bodies. Yes to having a positive state of mind and working on ourselves and developing ourselves. Yes to living a life of purpose and knowing that we were created by the Creator to create. Yes to realizing that at any point in time we can change. An alligator can't be anything but an alligator. A frog can't be anything but a frog. But a human being, at any point in time, you and I, made in the likeness and image of God, you and I, given authority and dominion over everything on the face of the earth, at any point in time, we can say, I'm not going to be this way anymore. I'm going to change my life. I had a friend who was selling drugs for years and lived a criminal life. And I saw him years later and I said, hey, man, how you doing? And he looked dramatically different. And I knew a change had taken place in him. I said, hey, man, what happened to you? He said, I went to the hospital. At the time, my wife was having our first son. And when he opened his eyes, I knew that selling drugs, robbing people, taking advantage of people, living a criminal lifestyle was history for me. When he opened his eyes, when I looked in my son's eyes, I knew that the life that I had been living was history. And right there, standing there watching him, I said, I'm through with that life. Now, he'd been in and out of jail, in and out of juvenile detention centers, but that was a transformative moment for him when he looked in his baby's eyes. At any moment, we have the power to change. That's the greatest power that God has given us. We've been given authority and dominion over everything on the face of the earth through the power of choosing ye this day whom ye shall serve. And doing it out of a sense of self-love, doing it out of a knowing that life is God's gift to us and how we live our lives is our gift to God. And doing it because we should. Because this thing called life is a gift. And then how we live our lives is our gift to God. Doing everything we can every day that we can to improve ourselves, to bring the best out of ourselves and the best out of others, and to leave our mark and to build a legacy. What's your strategy for being here, for taking better care of yourself? For getting the checkups that you need, not operating out of the thinking what you don't know can't hurt you, what you don't know can kill you. We know that to be true. Taking care of yourself, loving yourself enough to do whatever you need to do, getting proper rest, eating properly, making healthy choices, having healthy relationships, letting go of those relationships that are toxic and negative and draining, and we know what they are. Many times it's family members as well as friends. It's better to have a good friend than a bad relative, someone once said, and I find that to be true. Looking at our relationships and asking the question, is this a healthy relationship? No. If it's not, let it go. What are you doing to be here? I think that we can see these statistics, and it's more than just reading the statistics what we need to decide that we're going to change our lifestyle so that those statistics will not have our name in there, that we will live a different kind of life, that we will step out of line not allow our culture and our environment to dictate the choices that we make. We must make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to make healthy choices, to be the next greatest version of ourselves, taking care of ourselves, loving ourselves and each other, and raising the bar on ourselves on whatever we need to do to be disciplined, to be steadfast, to be committed, and to be consistent, a living a life that will outlive us. You have something special. You have greatness in you. Don't allow negligent behavior, reckless thinking, and choices that don't represent the highest that's in you, choices that will cause you to go to an early grave. No. Decide that you're going to live a full life, live full, and die empty. Make the decision to be happy, to laugh, and to be joyful, and to live a life that will transform others and leave the world in better shape than how you found it, so that God would not regret that He created you. You're a gift to the world. You brought something here that was not here before you came. Yes, you have something special. You're here to do the greater work. And in order for that to happen, you've got to have a strategy for being here and taking care of yourself, so that when you go, and we all must go, the words will be spoken, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done." You have something special. You have greatness in you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Take care of yourself.
You are listening to Les Brown Greatness Radio, positive and motivational content curated by the legendary Les Brown.